This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you is spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're hanging out with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to, whatever, but you've chosen this one. Glad to know you have a high IQ, can find the show. Always a pleasure. Anyway, God, it just doesn't stop, right? All weekend long. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. And we'll get a sense of reality from her. But, I mean, all weekend long, these peaceful protesters have been out there in force, just causing as much trouble as humanly possible. Come on, give it some thought. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things, all the labels the left has given me and people like myself, because you know how much they hate labels. I see, I choked on that one because they said they hate labels, but they use them like crazy. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk about the coming, well, I guess it's here already to a big degree. Talk a little bit about the Civil War that you're seeing just take place right in front of your eyes. The only problem is, one of the reasons I'm having a hard time calling it a Civil War is I don't know if it's North against the South. Isn't it kind of the same people fighting each other? No, seriously. When you look out there, what's going on? You've got the loons on the left, right? They're going to come out and protest or anti-protest, and then they dress up as the loons on the right, and then they're because aren't they kind of like fighting each other? Shouldn't there actually be a distinction between the two? That's all I'm saying. 855 Real Joe, if you got anything to say, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin will join me after the break, as she does every week to kick the week off. I'm sure she's got a whole bunch of stuff that has already lit her up and the day just started. Any of you look directly up at the sun today? I just want to know if you're going to be watching the show or listening to it from the hospital room. I guess President Trump looked straight up at the sun. Does that show you how tough he is? But some of you say, no, it's stupid. I don't believe he looked right up at the sun. Give me a break. Okay? Let's make it a big deal only because we want to make it a big deal. Because, I mean, it was actually news. Well, not for me, but of some people. So the black students accuse USC white horse mascot Traveler of racism. I'm telling you, man, you know, toothpaste? They're going to have to make toothpaste black soon, right? I mean, you won't be... Talk about wearing white after September for you guys. Don't worry about it. You won't be able to wear white at all if you're a racist. In the wake of the Charlottesville debacle, the Black Student Assembly at the University of Southern California is looking for social justice and taking aim at the school's mascot, a chalk white horse named Traveler. Now, the name USCBSA co-director Safiya Jackson said is racist because it's similar to the name of Robert E. Lee's horse, Traveler. So, amid clapping speeches and other antics from the social justice warriors who rallied at the statue of Tommy Trojan on campus last week, Jackson urged her classmates to take action against white supremacy, whether real or perceived. Wait till they find out what a Trojan is. Boy, are they going to have a problem. Right? Sophia Jackson, co-director of the USC Black Student Assembly, opened the rally, encouraging students not to remain silent, and reminded those in attendance that that white supremacy hits close to home, referring to the presence of Traveler, USC's mascot, which bears a name similar, as I said, to Robert E. Lee's horse. And the attempted removal of a statue depicting him motivated much of the violence in Virginia. Now, she declined, though, however, to comment on if they would seek to remove Traveler statue from campus. The BSA did not return the Los Angeles Times request many times for comment about the allegations. Right, you know, the thing's been there for decades. And all of a sudden, it's a problem. That's why I wrote, I'll talk about it later on, I wrote a piece this week about what happened. Was there like a mass... mass eye surgery for every Democrat in the country, and all of a sudden they found all these statues down south? All of a sudden the Confederate statues illuminated themselves, and they finally saw them for the first time? Oh my God, that's Robert E. Lee? Seriously? Now, see, there's a lot of stuff going on here that I get a kick out of. These guys don't, they did up a whole bunch of... Catholic statues, saints. They did a whole bunch of saint statues. So what is it? What is it, like, Statue-geddon? I mean, seriously, you're going to go after every statue? Because if you don't know who it is, it's got to be a racist statue. I mean, heck, most of these kids wouldn't know scripture, a Bible, a church if it bit them in the butt. So, hey, there's a whole bunch of statues. Those look like old white guys. They've got to be racist. Let's take them down. This is where they're at. This is what you and I have raised. Well, maybe, okay. The general you and I, okay? Because some of you I know didn't. Kimberly Moran's going to join us on the other side of the break. Maybe she can talk me off the ceiling. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
I don't know.
No comment.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and. Let's just get to it, because I so much enjoy when she's done with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kick it off and try to get us riled and rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let me put one on you just so we can get you rolling. So the University of Southern California now says that their decades-old mascot, Traveler, is racist because it's a white horse. So I'm thinking...
Are you kidding?
No, I'm being serious. Go ahead.
Jeez.
Keep it clean.
So... Ooh, so
Easy way. We figured out how to shut Kimberly up. There you go. Just get her so crazy she can't say anything.
Yeah, because I have to watch my mouth. So you're lucky. So they basically see even my dog Tank just choked on that one. So basically, because the horse is white, it has to be changed because they consider a white horse to be racist.
Yes, and because it bears a similar name to Robert E. Lee's horse, even though one has nothing to do with the other.
Oh my God, this is bad. This is as bad as the freaks in California wanting to change, or is it Oregon, wanting to change the name of a school that had Lynch in it.
Yes. Yes.
What's wrong with these people?
Does that mean Loretta Lynch will have to go change her name as well?
Yep. Anybody with the name Lynch. I mean, we have a former Governor Lynch in New Hampshire that lots of people really liked. He's going to have to change his name.
Mm-hmm. You go down to, let's look at those boneheads damaged the statues of saints. And I'm thinking, they're such morons. They have such low IQ. What did the saint statues do? I mean, really, seriously.
They must have offended their atheism? I don't know.
They're just, you know, this is like statue getting, right? I mean, it's getting to the point where if it's a statue, it's got to go, look, Joan of Arc. They want to take the Joan of Arc statue down because it was racist. How? I don't understand. Help me.
There's a statue of Bill Clinton, I think, in Arkansas somewhere. I think they need to take that down because he was a rapist and serial sexual assaulter. How about we go there?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm sure there's schools named after Billy Bob Clinton and everything. So, yeah. You know.
Oh. The New Hampshire Democrats last year changed the name from their annual dinner from the Jefferson Jackson dinner because they were slave owners to the Clinton Kennedy dinner. So they changed their dinner from some founding fathers who owned slaves to two men who treated women deplorably. JFK had prostitutes in the White House while his wife was sleeping upstairs. And, you know, we already know about Bill Clinton. So let's see. Who else are they going to offend? Oh, maybe the Democrats just don't have anyone good in their history to actually name anything after.
If you want to have more fun with this, listen, if you go up to my website after the show, I posted my piece for the week, Civil War II, and I went through FDR, LBJ, JFK, Jimmy Carter. I went through all of them. And so if we're going to use their guidelines to mark people as racist, then those gods of theirs have to go away. Their statues have to come down, and the schools with their names on them have to be changed. Right?
Yep.
Just amazing.
You know, it's amazing. It seems to me that the Democrats, because they own most of this, right? It's their history. It seems like they just want to erase their own history.
I can't let you spread lies on the air. You know, the Democrats and Republicans switch places. Remember, they switch parties. And I just can't get anybody to tell me when it actually happened. Did it happen with FDR? Did it happen with LBJ? Was LBJ Republican that switched places? I'm so confused.
No, they try to say it was with the Dixiecrats. It was like one or two guys who switched parties. That was it. But they try to use that as the point. Oh, they switched parties. No, they didn't. It was Democrats who filibustered the Civil Rights Act in 1964. What has happened to this country that people don't know the truth about history? The left took over public education and university. Damn. It's the left.
And wait a minute. I don't know how much this you know. You know who filibustered that the original
Al
one was?
Al Gore Sr. You knew I knew that.
I love it. But it's selective recall on their part. You never hear that stuff. And if you bring it up, they won't admit to it. They'll tell you, no, that's not right. That's not right at all.
That's not true. They'll come up with excuse after excuse. And when you throw at them the truth about history, then they just start calling you names and get you banned from Facebook.
Oh, I love it. I love that that's all that they have. They're like little kids in a sandbox, and that's all they got to deal with and play with. So you were near Boston, I guess in Connecticut, it's not really Boston. I can't believe you went a whole weekend without politics. You must have been drugged.
No, it was fabulous.
Now you sound like you're from California. It was fabulous.
It is fabulous. How's that?
Oh, and now Boston, right? They're running around and think of something. Think about history. Think about something. So they've tagged the Christopher Columbus, the one in my right in the area that I lived in the North End,
right? Christopher Columbus Park.
Yeah, they tagged the statue there. They want it to come down. They want you can leave the horse, take the statue. I don't know, whatever. But they're tagging all these statues. They want them all down. I don't even know where to go with this. I honestly don't even know where to go with this. My first thought is to arrest them all. Anybody who takes a spray can to it, kicks it, spits on it. Okay, you're destructing public property, money that taxpayers with taxpayer money. You need to go to jail. But give me your thoughts.
It's where are all the good North End guys to be dealing with these people? It's pathetic that Boston, right?
Don't say it.
Home of the founding fathers, home of where it all began. And this is what it's turned into. Anti-free speech, bigotry and hate by Marxists and communists. What has happened? It's horrifying. And a lot of these people weren't even from in town. They were bussed in by union hacks, by left-wing organizations, all for a free speech rally of 40 people. A free speech rally that has African Americans, Bernie supporters who were First Amendment supporters, an Indian American. I mean, really?
We got to go for a quick break when we come back. I want to talk more about this. I want to talk more about the violence going on. And you know what? I don't know how you fix this. I mean, unless something drastic happens, I don't know how we're going to fix this. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Marin joins me. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Estate on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to her, because I always have a good time when she's on the show with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, she does every week, to kind of set the mood, the tone for the week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. God.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip don't always cooperate with me here. So, I'm lost. I'm looking at the president out of the corner of my eye. I'm watching people, rip up this, 7-minute speech he gave or whatever it was. It's not going to matter. We've already said this a million times. I realize that. But it really is not going to matter what he says or what he does. He's just going to be a SOB until the day he leaves off. And long after that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they still can't get over the fact that Hillary Clinton lost to a reality TV star. They just can't.
Isn't she kind of a reality TV person in her own right? Don't you think?
That's a scary freaking reality, Joe. That really is.
No, I mean, look, we talk about all these statues that we pull down, and we talk about, all these self-righteous lunatics on the left that are running around, and they're going to make everything right by pulling down statues. I mean, what are you going to burn a Constitution? Because, remember, a lot of people who helped write the Constitution had slaves. Oh, let's burn that, too, because we don't want anything to do with these people. But yet, when you bring up their side, when you bring up what their people do, when you bring up their gods, they go out of their minds. They don't know what to do with it.
Look, I've been saying this for weeks now. If you really want to get rid of the history of racism and symbols of racism, you got to start with the Democrat Party. I mean, if you really want to be honest and truthful, start with the Democrat Party. But, of course, that just falls on deaf ears because they don't want to admit that truth.
No.
I think what they're doing is absolutely ridiculous. If we don't understand our history and the truth about our history and how we've come from certain times that weren't so great, then we've got nothing. We have to understand where we came from as a people. Times were different. You know, women didn't get the right to vote to what, 1920? Why? Let's understand why that was part of history and how it changed. Oh, wait, it was Republicans who gave women right to vote, just to let you know. But you know what I mean? This is good. This is a good time to have a discussion. Excuse me. A good time to have a discussion, an honest discussion about the history of this country, the good, bad, and the ugly, and how far we've come as a country. Not to just smash things because we don't like what they used to represent. And, you know, those people didn't only represent that one thing either.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Isn't it funny how one, this will send you into orbit, but you, on the right side, you have somebody does one thing wrong, okay? They have an issue. It doesn't matter what they did, the great things that they've done or what have you. You find something wrong with them, and all of a sudden, they deserve to be, you know, drawn and quartered and burned at the stake. And then their god, Ted Kennedy, leaves a woman to die, and it's like, well, you know, there were circumstances around it. He's done so many good things, though, for the community and for the country as a whole. It's a total double standard that they will never fess up to, right?
Nope, never. Never. And that's one of the problems. You know, it's our history and other things are being so demented, deluded, and just outright lied about by the left that it's absurd. Like, the Smithsonian Institute is adding to a display, a Black Lives Matter display that taxpayers pay for, mind you, Colin Kaepernick artifacts.
What?
I kid you not. Yes. The guy who sucks so bad as a quarterback, he can't get hired.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. This is the same. excuse me. They have a black African-American display. And this is the same organization, the Smithsonian, where you're supposed to go to see historical facts. They don't even have anything about Clarence Thomas there, the first black person to be a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
Who was only denied a nomination by Democrats.
Yeah.
They didn't want it.
You brought up something, though, during the break. I want you to talk about a little bit, which is, you know, why aren't the Democrats, why aren't they repudiating the violence? Okay? Because not all these people are out there are right-wing loons, and they know it. They've even talked about it in some of their news things. Why aren't they out there saying that? Are they afraid they're going to be put on the hook?
I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, they're hypocrites, of course, but I think they're either... If silence is complicity. If they don't condemn the violence, that means that they approve of it, and that's what I have to say about that. You know, they demand, Democrats will demand that if someone who is even remotely connected to the Republican Party, like by their grandmother's 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 grandmother, you know,
right,
over centuries, they have to be condemned if they were doing anything like Antifa is doing. Democrats, for some reason, just don't have the same standards for their selves. They don't.
No, well, they live in a whole different universe. They can never do anything wrong. It's one of my mantras online when I see people I know, they're posting negative stuff about Trump that actually is the same thing that one of their people have done, one of their, right? And I always just drop it right there. I go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Dem always right, Republican always wrong. Hey, Steve Bannon's out. Now, don't say anything yet. Everybody went nuts when that first happened about how he was going to come out. Now he was going to start fighting Trump. He was going to do A, B, C, and D. And I said, no, I'm sorry. The Boston guy in me says he's getting out because he can do so much more once he's out of the White House. Funny how he's going right back to Breitbart. And he is going to go after every one of those hardcore Republican establishment people there is. That's what I believe. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you.
I thought you were the smartest one in the group. That's why I asked you.
I am. That's why I'm not making an opinion yet. I have to sit back and see what happens.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he's going to help out some more Republicans but who knows? Who knows? Right now, people need to do that, but they also need to focus on the left and what the left's doing. Because while Republicans are fighting about which one stinks worse than the other, the left is forming an army and has George Soros has already committed to spending millions of dollars in local elections. That means your state elections. And if people aren't paying attention to their local state elections, they're going to get screwed. You know, over the past 8 years, Republicans have gotten 33 governorships, 2/3 of the state legislatures, and, you know, the left isn't happy about that.
The money hasn't helped them. And this message that's going on right now with the, you know, with all the violence, and they haven't come out and really said anything, they haven't, you know, jumped all over this stuff, I think they're on the wrong side of this again. And I think they, not only have they driven the nails in the coffin, now they're wrapping a chain around it, and they're going to put it 24 feet down, not 6.
Yeah, but who's reporting on that, Joe? You got to remember. Yeah, you and I will watch both sides. We'll watch all kinds of crazy lunatics in the news. Regular people... And, you know, people who are politically connected, whatever, will pay attention to their whatever side, whether it's left or right. But who? What about all the regular people in between who only watch their local news, only watch mainstream media or read mainstream media? Those people aren't getting the full boat story. They're only getting part of it. They're not getting the fact that Democrats won't condemn these people. They're not getting all the violence, you know, that lunatic moron, Marty Walsh, who's the mayor of Boston, said, oh, it was a peaceful rally. Yeah, meanwhile, an elderly woman was cold cocked by a scum Antifa. Other people were thrown out, were attacked. Cops had urine and thrown at them. I mean, come on.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised. I am surprised that the Boston cops put up with that. Seriously. You know, to the degree they did, because they changed from when I was a kid. There was no garbage going down in that city when I was a kid. They would jump all over it like white on rice. Oh, wait a minute. Was that a racist comment?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Sorry, you should have said brown on rice.
I'm trying to get you. Man, I like brown rice. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't like
white
rice. Because
I'm racist. There you go. Producer Tammy says it's only because I'm racist. That's why I don't like brown rice.
More culturally diverse than you. I like brown rice.
Apparently. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Kimberly Marin right after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you're watching, you can see my Trump bobblehead and my, what is that, my rubber Trumpy? What do you want to call it? It's a ducky. It's a rubber ducky, but it's a Trump thingy.
Really? Almost,
yeah. You know, and the problem is what?
I just noticed it. I didn't see it before.
Did you? Well, glad you're so astute.
Tammy, get him with the gun for me.
But, no, I thought it would be funny, fun to have. I actually got two. You got to shoot me now. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. The duck, I got a kick out of, right? Donald the Duck. So I thought I'd have some fun with that. But anyway, No, I'm not even giving you the number. If you want to say anything, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So, your buddy, Mitt Romney's been urging Trump to apologize for his Charlottesville reaction. Now, I'm still going to say it. I got people on my case because of something I said in the paper, but here's the deal. They are all culpable for that. Violence doesn't happen on one side. And those people weren't just defending themselves. There was an all-out brawl going on, right?
Okay, so I saw a video where the supposed white supremacists were marching down the street to the park that they had a permit to have their march, their rally in. And they were met with Antifa scum at the that were blocking their way that just literally started pummeling them. They started the violence. They threw the first punches. That's the video I saw. I don't know why this video isn't out there more. The video makes it quite clear why the violence started and who started it. Because Antifa, left-wingers, Democrats, don't want anyone else to have free speech that disagrees with them. So, you know, Mitt Romney needs to crawl back under his little wagon.
Now, are you sure you weren't watching a doctored video? Because, you know, we know, you know.
Real video. Real video. It was ridiculous. But, of course, that's not going to get in the mainstream media.
No.
You know, the Mitt Romneys of the world aren't going to see that video. And even if they do, they're probably just going to ignore it.
No, because they've always been against him from day one. You know, they all want to play nice. It's something that my wife brought up to me today, and she reminded me of. I've been saying it for a long time, and it's so true. You know, they play guerrilla warfare, and Republicans want to play nice by the rules. Well, you can't play nice by the rules. You know, during the Revolutionary War, if you know, the British were playing by the rules, nice rules, I'll put it that way, by the rules of engagement, we weren't. We were playing guerrilla warfare. We'd all be going for tea and crumpets every day between noon and 2. Same thing here. It's got to stop.
Yes. Look, people got sick of nice Republicans because you are... sorry. Censoring myself. People got sick of it for 8 years because nothing was done. You know, they got walked all over, except with a few exceptions. And that's why they elected Trump. That's why the American people elected Donald Trump. These Nimrod Republicans, Democrats still can't figure it out. Neither can some Republicans. They still can't figure it out. And this is a huge problem for the Republican Party because they need to get their act together and understand their own people, their own base, number one, and number two, the rest of the people who went and voted, the Indies, the Democrats, you know, the real regular, how do I want to say real Americans? The regular Americans across the country who voted for Donald Trump over an established, well-known, pampered candidate who, you know, was treated like a goddess by the media this time around.
She could do no wrong. Wasn't that great how that worked out?
Oh, yeah, of course she couldn't. She was fabulous. It doesn't matter that she had an email server in her bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she got away with murder, literally, probably. But the American people got sick of it, got sick of being treated like crap by the left, and Donald Trump was the only one who said, flipped him the bird. He really was. He was the one who flipped him the bird and said all the things that they've been wanting people to say for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to stop the influx of illegal aliens. We're going to work on getting jobs, you know, back in the U.S. or getting more jobs or making the economy better so that you will get an increase in pay instead of the stagnant pay, 2% little craptastic raise while your health care rises, your food rises, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems like people are still too stupid to realize why. You know, I was thinking about it over the weekend, like, you know, I was in Connecticut, not a, you know, another uber liberal left-wing nightmare. But, you know, most of New England is.
Right.
Pretty much all of New England is. And I was driving, you know, through there, and I realized, you know, it was more rural, right? I was going out somewhere, and that's how most of these states are in this country. It's really a lot of rural. Yeah, you have big cities, right? Every state has big cities. But a big number of, a large number of people are in these, you know, and I'm not talking suburbs, because suburb people are kind of cray-cray too. But, you know, the people that live out beyond the suburbs, that's a huge number of Americans. And those are the people that have been ignored for years and no one cared about. Everyone cared about the soccer moms and the urban city dwellers, but nobody cared about the rural, more rural people who don't necessarily have the same things going on as the suburban soccer mom and the urban city dweller.
Well, that's,
and those people are still here.
Yeah, because they're backwards. They're not very smart people. Just ask a Democrat. They'll tell you. Those people out there in the middle of no man's land, they got guns, they got Bibles, they get their information from, I don't know, Fox News or something. And really,
yeah,
they're not people we can count on to be very smart, right? Just ask a Dem. They'll tell you.
Yeah, oh yeah, because they're not educated. I get it all the time, Joe. I get it all the time. You aren't educated. You are redneck. Let's see, what else do they tell me?
Well, you're from New Hampshire. I mean, really, what are those people? Yeah, they're a little slow out there. They talk slow. They move slow. You know what I'm saying?
Not in New Hampshire. But yeah, no, but that's exactly, that's Maine you're thinking of.
Oh,
but
excuse me. Let's insult them. There you
Mainers,
go.
I love you guys. But what I'm saying is, this is how these people, because I've been, you know, the suburbia person. I worked in downtown Boston on Beacon Street. So I know all of these different, how these people are and how they think. And it is a different world in the more rural part of every state. It's a nicer part of every state, typically. And these are the people that they're going to come out and vote.
Yeah.
Finally, well, thank God.
Right. They're tired of being passed over. They're tired of being ignored. And I'm glad they're coming out. Whether I'm on their side or not, I'm glad that they're coming out. And it showed. I mean, think about this. You had middle America. You had people working their buns off in the middle of the country that came out and said, I'm done with you people. I've been with you people for the last 60 years of my life, and you've done nothing for me. And you've closed that. Look at this. We have, I can't remember the name of the company. A large coal mining company is opening up its second mine. Not just one. Now it's opening up a second mine. They realize it's never going to be where it was before. But they said, look at all these people we're putting back to work in small towns across the country. Do you not think, no matter what Trump does to a degree, that they're not going to vote for him again?
Of course they will. This is what politicians don't seem to realize, is that when people feel it in their pockets or in their homes or when their kids in school, when people feel it personally, that's when the you-know-what gets real.
Yep.
And after 8 years of failed Obama's failed presidency, it got real for people. They were sick of being called a racist for not agreeing. They were sick of not having bigger paychecks. They were sick of paying more for health care, and they didn't even want Obamacare in the first place. They were sick of it, and that's why Trump was elected, and they still all don't get this. And the media is just playing into it, smacking Trump around no matter what he says or does. Sometimes he deserves it. A lot of times he doesn't.
Yep. You know, isn't it funny how, and we've only got like a minute left, but isn't it funny how we on the right, or conservatives as a whole, will turn around and nail our own people for doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, but the left will never, I will say almost never, hold their people up to a higher standard. You ever notice that?
Ever. No, they never will, because the Dems start off at such a low freaking standard. Seriously. All you got to do is look at the history of the Democrat Party. Racism, slavery, eugenicism, all of the nasty, horrible history of the Democrat Party. They own it. They set a really low bar for themselves, and that's why they don't hold themselves to a higher standard.
I'm surprised she hasn't got us thrown off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I mean, we're talking about you, Kimberly, but it's okay. Kimberly, real quick, where do people find you?
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Granite Rock, Western Journalism, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Western Journalism, one of our favorites. Hey, listen, People, don't go far. Dick Morris is going to join us in the next hour. We're going to talk about his new book, Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. And, man, I had some, deep conversation with him. I might be afraid. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.